the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good evening. My name is Veit Glasberg. Normally, I live and work in Germany. You can hear it in my accent. And even you can see it that I have a very special German name. My name is Veit. At the moment, I have a sabbatical for 4 months, and the last few weeks I have made a short internship here at the Belmont Chapel. And it's a great experience for me to preach in English. And tonight I want to talk to you about a big fight. Sorry, excuse me, I must explain myself. I don't want to talk about me. It's not about the heavy German fight. Fight is just a German name. You can see it here. It looks like the English word fight, or it's spoken as fight. I want to talk about the big and exhausting fights in our life, in our hearts. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle against sin. It's a battle between our sinful nature and the Holy Spirit. If we win this fight, our life will bear good fruits. If we lose this fight, our life will bear rotten fruits. So it's a very important fight, and much more important is to win this fight. And indeed, we can win it. Sometimes I watch boxing matches. The Klitschko brothers are very popular in Germany. You know them? Dr. Faust, yeah? They both speak German, but they came from the Ukrainian. And some boxing matches are very exciting. Others were boring. The best boxing match for me is when the match ends with a knockout, or even better, with a knockdown. In the round 11 or 10. Not in the first round, because I sit very comfortable for my television, but at the 10 or 11 round, then a knockdown, that's great. Some boxing matches are very boring. Very boring are matches with a winner by points after 12 rounds. That isn't a good fight for me. It's boring. And sometimes you didn't know who has won the fight, and you must believe in the decision of the referees, and it's not good. It seems that such a long and boring fight, like a boxing match over 12 rounds, is going on in our life. Our heart is like a boxing ring. And in this boxing ring, a fight is going on. In one corner is the old Adam. You know him? The old Adam. And in the other corner is the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so I'm a good box promoter, I think. And the whole old Adam, this is our sinful nature. And Paul calls him as our flesh, our flesh. And the Holy Spirit, this is our new life in Jesus Christ. And now they are still fighting. And the question is, or the questions are, who will win the fight? Who will make the best hits? Who still stands and who are on the ropes? And it depends on the fitness of the flesh and the space of the Holy Spirit. I found this picture on the internet, and I think it's a very good picture. A hard boxing match. The flesh and the Holy Spirit are still fighting in our hearts. And I realize that the old Adam is very active sometimes in my life. He strikes some good hooks. Sometimes he seems the winner of the boxing match. But better would be when the old Adam gets a hook from the Holy Spirit. That's what I wish. And I wonder if the old Adam could hang in the ropes more and more. I want to see him down for the count, but how it works. I know it can happen because Jesus lives in me. The Holy Spirit lives in me. And anyway, the old Adam is officially dead already. It is clear that he's going to lose the fight. So what is the problem? Let's read Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 21. And this passage is very difficult for Germans because there are so terrible vocabularies. I try my best. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Last Sunday we talked about the passage before. We heard about the situation in the church of Galatia and about their good start with Jesus. But then a few guys came into the church and said things which sounded good, but which wasn't good. This I call the Jesus plus system, Jesus plus law, Jesus plus important date, Jesus plus circumcises and so on. And on the other hand, some Christians misused their freedom and lived a lifestyle which didn't honor God. They indulged their sinful nature. And this is a description of this. And also the communion in the church was very bad, and Paul called to love each other. He said this situation isn't good, not for the Galatians and even not for us. He challenged us to fight against sin and calls to leave each other. He challenged us to live in a deep relationship with Jesus. And now, in this passage, he shows us the background about Christian life, so we can understand the circumstances in which we are living. We see that our life is a big fight, and also he gives us a hint on how we can manage the fight. Paul tells us three important things. The first one is, he said there's a big fight between our sinful nature and the Holy Spirit. The second one is, the rotten fruits, the acts of our sinful nature, the acts of our flesh, are like heavy right hooks. It's right hooks, do you know what I mean? So, it's right hook, okay, yeah. The sinful nature can knock out through the Holy Spirit. That's the good message in this passage. The sinful nature can knock out through or by, I think by it's correct, no? By the Holy Spirit. Let's begin with the first. Paul says that we could live with the Spirit. And if we do this, our sinful nature hasn't got a chance. In this very moment, when we became a Christian and gave our life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus himself. So Jesus himself came into our lives. We are now on the way with Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to form and wants to shape us. He wants to bring good fruits in our life. We are a new creature. But although there is our old Adam. The old Adam is our sinful nature. He is our flesh, and flesh means everything in our life which is against our Creator. And this is many, many things. The old Adam loves to sin. The old Adam is unfortunately not gone away. This happens only after our death and our resurrection. He will die together with our body, but we are living. But now he still lives, and he like and produce rotten fruits. He lives like a rotten, ugly zombie. We buried him by the baptism. He comes sometimes back, and he wants to direct our desires. In Germany we say, the old Adam is a very good swimmer. Do you say the same here? The old Adam is a very good swimmer. Yeah? I found this sticker in the internet which reminds to this fact. You can wear it here on your jacket. Yeah? You can buy it for £2, I think. Have you drowned old Adam today? Who? And this is a paradoxical situation. The new life is in us, the Holy Spirit is in us, and the old sinful nature is in us too. How does it work? But in the morning service we heard that a paradox can help us to discover new ways. So let's try. We can illustrate this situation in many different ways. Here's the first one. This is a picture from an American artist called Francina. She calls the picture Holy Spirit and Flesh at Took of the War. Holy Spirit and Flesh at Took of the War. You can buy it for $375. I think it's a good picture, but I have not so much money, so I can't buy it. Here's another picture from a pastor in Chicago. He said, there's a battle. There's the old flesh, our memories, our desires, our fears, and there's the Holy Spirit, fruits, gift, and power, and the Holy Spirit creates our new you, soul, mind, will, emotions, the Spirit, and He lives in us, and He wants to get space in us. And here are the heart boxes again. I love the comparison with the heart boxes. Our heart is like a boxing ring with two fighters. The old Adam, our sinful nature, fight against the Holy Spirit. When we became a Christian, the Holy Spirit entered the boxing ring, the heart boxing ring. Before, there were only our old Adam in the boxing ring, and he do what he want. But then, suddenly, the Holy Spirit entered the ring. And since we got the Holy Spirit, we realize more and more how sinful our nature is. Because the Holy Spirit comes from God. He is God. And if God lives in us, then we recognize what is with our flesh. It's so sinful. The German Baptist scholar Paul writes, this one, I try to translate it. Judging by the tremendous tension in which a Christian lives, the person which is apart from God lives at least in phases of outspoken satisfaction because of his naivety. He wrote about a person where the Holy Ghost isn't in the boxing ring. And now he wrote about a person where the Holy Ghost entered the boxing ring. Indeed, Christ is a great troublemaker in this world. And Jesus said this. He said, I'm bringing trouble. And the Holy Spirit brings trouble in our lives because we recognize how sinful we are. And the Holy Spirit challenged the old sinful nature. He provoked the old Adam. And vice versa, I learned. And vice versa. It's the right expression, yeah? I hope so. The sinful nature provocates the Holy Spirit. So we're in a big trouble. We don't do what we want to do. We struggle between the desires of the sinful nature and the desires of the Spirit. We see now the big problem of the great fall in Eden again in our lives. And Simon Jones writes in his commentary on the Galatians, the struggle is a conflict between the present evil age in which we live and the age to come which has arrived in Christ and is especially made real through the ministry of his Spirit. The new life, the kingdom of God, the holy kingdom of God is in us. God himself lives in us through his Holy Spirit, and so we are in a struggle. And now we realize our situation. It's a hard situation, but it's good to know about. Because we can influence the fight. We can let the Holy Spirit win the fight. If we allow him to come out of the corner, If we allow him to fight, if we allow him to beat our sinful nature, if we allow him to knock out our old Adam, he will do it. Since the Holy Spirit entered our hard boxing ring, we have to choose. We have a chance. Of course, and this is now the problem, we can train the old Adam again. He will love it. And he will do very bad things. Let's look what the old Adam will do if we trained him. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft. Oh, it's very complicated. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. These are the acts of the flesh, the rotten fruit. Awful, ugly, waste, wild, terrible, horrible. Could you smell it? Nasty. It's rotten. This is our own idea of autonomy. This is completely self-orientated, absolutely not Jesus-centered, and even not helpful for a good community. The old Adam, I try to find a phrase. In German we say, we let the swine out. Yeah, I don't know what the phrase is in English. I read, the old Adam let it all hang out. It's right? Really, yeah? Sometimes he's like a maniac. Like a maniac. So these are the behaviors of the old Adam. It's terrible. We can classify these acts of flesh in four different types. Acts of sexual chaos, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery. Acts of follow false religions, idolatry, witchcraft. Acts of social decline, and these are the most here, on acts of lust, self-control, drunkenness, and orgies. These are 15 rotten fruits, and the list isn't complete, of course. And the main focus lies on the social behaviors. Maybe this was a great problem from the Galatians. Maybe. Let's look on the first ones. Some people think that Christians are very prudish or prude because of their ethic in sexuality. But this is not the case. However, God is the creator of sexuality. God is the inventor of a kiss and of the human sexuality. So he can't be prude. But he wants to save his invention. And also he's the creator of love, of really love. And so he wants to save the good love. Paul writes, the German scholar, God is a God of love, and therefore he is fully awake against selfishness, ruthlessness, meanness, betrayal, and infidelity in this area. Violations against true love must hit the God of love very hard. It's God's heart, yeah, Christ, when he see how his invention, his sexuality invention, gets a hit from the old Adam. This is not prude. It is a good border. The second type is about false religion. This was a big problem in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. Our flesh praises things that are made by human hands or minds. What could it be today? Today I think it could be the trust in materials, in a good technique, in Apple maybe. Maybe in gold instead of the euro or the British pound. And although it could be the trust in our own strength, in our healthness, or in the own ideology which I have as a nation or as a person. And also there's a trend to have, in German, there's a trend to have a talisman, special stones and amulets which might help in different situations. And then there is a social decline. It's horrible. All things are not good for social communion. This happened in companies, in families, in nations, in friendships, and unfortunately also in churches. Man is the wolf to his fellow man. And at least the last of self-control, drunkenness, orgies. It's a perversion of the commonplace, of the normal things. It's a perversion of the normal things. Humans celebrate the desires of their sinful natures and not of their creator. These habits are bad, sinful, and diabolical. They destroy the society and their own personality, slowly but surely, and sometimes very fast. These are the horrible consequences of the fall in Eden. And Paul talks just about the big things. Just about the big things. We need only to look in the Sermon on the Mount, and then we know these are just the expressions of our thoughts. It begins earlier, much earlier, with a thought. And if we act like this, our new creature gets a heavy right hook. This can be our knockout. This can be our knockout. And if we don't stop acts like this, our old Adam will fight back. He will fill the hard boxing ring and conquers his old territory back. Paul says, I warn you. And he wrote this to Christians, not to the bad world outside. He wrote this to Christians. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And when I read this, I was irritated at the first moment. This sounds like the law, doesn't it? It sounds like the law. The law is gone. Yes, but only it sounds like. Paul didn't show here a way to get eternal life. He didn't say, do this not and you will live. And in fact, this list isn't complete. It's more a guideline, a very clear and helpful guideline. God's word gives us a clear and helpful direction of things which God don't want. And this is very kind of God. This is very kind of God. This list gives us an ethical and social orientation. So this is already clear. So what is with the computer? It's going out, or? I must start it again. Okay, so it runs automatically, I hope, and sometimes I go and tips some passwords in it. And then you don't have to look. We are by the rotten fruits. In these acts, if these acts we show on the computer, we see in the Bible, if these acts are our lifestyle, then we have a very big problem. Because as children of the light, we act totally different than the world. The rules and the lifestyle in the kingdom of God are completely different. We know that. We know that some of these acts can happen in every Christian life. And that's a problem, of course. We know that some of these acts can be happening in our life. And this is a problem, of course. But this is not what Paul means. He talked not about a single act here. He talks about a lifestyle. But a lifestyle starts normal with a single act. A lifestyle starts normal with a single act. Sometimes it began with a single act. But the good news is that we can live by the Spirit. We live in a deep relationship with Jesus Christ, so we can let the Holy Spirit fight against the old Adam. So, we are now by the next verses, and these are the verses 16 and 18. The good news is that we can live by the Spirit, and we can let the Holy Spirit fight against the old Adam. The flesh can knock out by the Holy Spirit. Verse 16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. And 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. Paul gives us a promise. The Holy Spirit is in us, he said, and he is on the way with us, on the way of life, through all kinds of dangerous situations, and he can stop the desires of the sinful nature. The Holy Spirit is going to knock out the old Adam. Here is a homage to your country on my computer, but I need some more time. Paul said that the Holy Spirit is stronger than our flesh. He is eternal. He is well trained. He is the Spirit of the Father, of the great Creator of things. He's the Spirit of our Lord Jesus himself. He's the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. We don't fight with desperate courage. We fight because Jesus won the battle. We fight. Yes, we struggle, but we fight because Jesus won the battle. So we must give place to the Spirit in our hearts. We must allow him to fight. We can't allow the old Adam to do what our sinful nature wants to do. And even we can't enclose him with rules. That was a problem of some Galatians people. They want to enclose the old Adam with rules of the law. And Paul said it didn't work. We can't live under the law because the law let us stay in our sin. And we can't live, and the other people in Galatians live like a maniac. They do what they want with their sinful nature. And Paul said, this is not good because this didn't honor God. We must live by the Spirit, he says. And this means that we have to ignore the old Adam. This is written in the scripture, in Romans 6, verse 11. And if you want to look in your Bible, I search it here on the screen. Romans 6, verse 11. In the same way, count yourself as dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let the sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Therefore, we don't serve him. We don't serve the old Adam, not by laws and rules, and even not by indulging our sinful nature. We must live our relationship with Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit is going to knock out the old Adam. And that sounds paradox again. We can't fight. Only the Spirit can fight, but we can let the Spirit fight. We can't fight against the sinful nature. Only the Spirit can fight, but we can let the Spirit fight. So we need to make space for the Spirit. If we recognize this, that we must make space for the Spirit in our life, then we grow. Then we will bring good fruits. And so I think this sticker isn't really good. It isn't really good because I myself have to drown the old Adam, and he's a very good swimmer. I must do it. It's too active. It sounds like a big effort, and he's so a good swimmer, I can't drown him really. Better is to let the Holy Spirit knock out the old Adam. And I found this picture too. Wow, what a hook. The Holy Spirit hits the rotten flesh. I can do it. The Spirit knocks him out. But therefore, he needs space in my heart. I must create this space for him. And at least I want to challenge us to create new space for the Spirit in our heart boxing rings. Maybe you hear the sermon and recognize tonight that the Holy Spirit sits bored in a corner in your heart because you don't let him fight or don't let fight him. You bring so many rotten fruits, you give up the fight. You decided it doesn't work. I have no chance. Maybe you recognize this evening. And on the other hand, maybe people recognize that there is no freedom anymore in your life. You tried so hard with so many rules to live a lifestyle like Jesus, but you can't do it. The happiness is gone. The fight is still going on, and you are in round 375. It's boring. And you hit, and he hit, and everybody hit. No end in sight. By the way, this is often my problem. This is often my problem. I fight by myself and not with the Holy Spirit. And there's a round, not a round, and another round, and another round. It is so boring. Maybe you recognize that you give up, or maybe you recognize that you fight and try hard with rules. If you recognize this, please wake up and smell the coffee. This is the best phrase I have ever learned. Wake up and smell the coffee. Yes, Jesus wants to forgive our sins again. He wants to wash our dirty feet. We sing a song. And you must make the decision to live with the Holy Spirit again. Recognize that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the great Creator, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the resurrection, lives in you. You must feel the power. And this is what you can do, and what I can do. Make training with the Holy Spirit. How can you remember that Jesus is in you? I use the diary of Microsoft Office Outlook. It remembers me with a pop-up. Boom! Yeah? Once a week, or sometimes all 3 days. And then there comes a date, and there says, the Holy Spirit is in you. And I say, yes. Thank you, Microsoft. Thank you, Bill Gates, for this invention. Maybe you can make it with your phone or so, or something else. Or maybe you can hear good worship music. Or maybe you can go to a life group or a home group. Maybe you read your Bible every morning and every evening or so. You will find a good training method for you, a good training method for you to live with the Holy Spirit. And the other thing you can do, ignore your old Adam. Cutting up his supply, cutting his supply. Maybe the supply with angry cut. Maybe the supply from pornography cut. Maybe the supply with hate, with bad thoughts, or whatever he wants to have, with alcohol or with drugs. Cut the supply. You can do it. You must lead your life by the Spirit. Then he knocks out our sinful nature. He hits old Adam in the ropes. He smacks him the pus. It's right. He smacks him the pus. It's a very dirty, no? But he do it. And at the end of our life, he throws him out of the hard boxing ring. Indeed. He cleans it and smashes the rotten fruits in the bin. This is a promise, the promise that God gives us in his words. Whew. What a challenge. What a promise for me and for you. The Holy Spirit knocks out our sinful nature. He throws away the rotten fruits of our life. And if we are Holy Spirit-driven people, we will bring good fruits. We will live a lifestyle like Jesus. A lifestyle that honors God. And I read the vision of this church, and I found it's a good vision. We are sharing the story by living the life with the Holy Spirit, by bringing good fruits with the Holy Spirit. That's great. Amen.